Now, if you palpate a thyroid nodule, you need to know how to manage that. So, this is what they're going to do. This is high yield for family medicine, actually. They're going to say, what's the best screening test for thyroid cancer? And they'll have answers like, do TSH, T3, T4, all those things. The answer is literally just choice A, palpation of thyroid gland. That's what they want as the initial step for evaluation of thyroid cancer. So you palpate the thyroid gland. After you palpate the nodule, you're going to do TSH. Now, do you know how you evaluate based on your TSH levels?
So if it's normal, then we want to explore further. Like a normal TSH, we probably want to do an ultrasound after that. And
I'm
then
just going to interrupt you there.
it
Ultrasound's always the wrong answer.
oh, okay.
So you need to when you have a thyroid nodule and we're thinking about could this be cancer, right? Cancer is cold, meaning cancer doesn't secrete thyroid hormone 99% of the time, over 99% of the time. So we look at TSH. If TSH is normal or elevated, we say, well, we're clearly not hyperthyroid, so could be cancer. So we're going to do an FNA. That's what you do next. If your thyroid hormone, sorry, if your TSH is normal, elevated, you're going to do an FNA next. It can be echo guided by all means, which it is, but they don't want echo as the answer. They want FNA as the answer. If your TSH is low, you say, well, it's suppressed because our thyroid hormone is elevated. So it's likely not thyroid cancer. So rather than an FNA of the nodule, we're going to do a radioiodine uptake scan. If the scan shows you that the nodule is what is taking up the radioiodine, then that's just a toxic adenoma. It tells you your nodule is hypersecretory. Whereas if, let's say, you have multinodular uptake, where you have nodules you hadn't palpated, that would be toxic multinodular goiter. That's classic in elderly. That's the most common cause of hyperthyroidism in elderly, toxic multinodular goiter. If it's diffuse uptake, that's Graves'. Of course, there always exists the possibility when you have a low TSH, you could say, well, couldn't it be like secondary hypothyroidism or something where the anterior pituitary is just not secreting TSH? But that's sort of reading between the lines. That's more rare. That could be seen in things like Sheehan syndrome, or if you've got, like, let's say, a prolactinoma cutting off the or impinging on the thyrotropes. So you get low TSH. But in general, when we talk about just TSH screening in relation to thyroid nodule, that's what they want. Riedel's is fibrosis, and it can extend into adjacent structures such as the esophagus and mimic anaplastic thyroid carcinoma.
So the FNA biopsy is regardless of size, is if it's like 1 centimeter, less than 1 centimeter or more.
Oh, we're getting technical now. Have you seen anything specific on that?
I only say that, I've seen questions like that before. That's why I thought, like, I don't know, that there's like an algorithm to that as
What
well.
I can tell you is that guidelines specific, such as like, is it greater than 3 millimeters, do an FNA versus is it under, do we not need to do an FNA, stuff like that. I can tell you that based on guidelines frequently shifting and also being subjective in many tertiary centers, the USMLE won't go there. They're not going to give you a 2 millimeter nodule and be like, gotcha, don't do FNA, it's too small. Like, they're not going to do that. It's going to be literally just due to thyroid nodule, TSH is high or normal. Answer, FNA, not echo. Got it?